Church Drama Podcast, November 4th, 2007, episode 50.
Me being me.
Ah. I'm going to do it later. I'll listen to the show and then decide what title is, and then I'll insert it. And since my face was away from the camera, they'll never know. Except for the people that listen to the audio and they always hear all this stuff during the intro.
Oh, did they really?
Mary Jane Duran.
Oh. Everything we say while the show music is playing.
There we go.
This portion of the Church Drama Podcast is brought to you by...
Hey guys, feeling wild but your social life is completely tame? Maybe it's your hair. Let Miss D give you the look all Philistia is talking about. Try Miss D's hair care for men. Delight the ladies in your life by treating yourself to the special treatment of Miss D's hair care for men. Come on, don't be a wimp. Put yourself in the hands of Miss D. What have you got to lose?
Where you can always find us in the upright and locked position, this is the Church Drama Podcast.
This is, and welcome to the Church Drama Podcast. Tim, I like that one, did you?
I have no kind of comment.
Tim, with Darcy substituting for Trish today. Hi, Darcy. Hello. Good to see you. Welcome. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to like get near your microphone because if we don't hear you...
Okay. It'll be just like having Trish.
There,
yeah. Don't like fear the mic.
See? Cracking on Trish already, aren't you?
I love
Boy,
Trish.
You're so, mm-hmm. Well,
we miss her.
You're my friend, Trish.
We'll see if she'll listen to this.
You want to take bets?
She'll never.
And Mary Jane. Hi, Mary Jane.
Hey, hi, all.
Hi, all.
Hi, y'all.
And Steve. Hi, Steve. Welcome back, Steve.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good to have you
Welcome
with us.
Back.
Yep.
And this, of course, is his better half.
Yes.
Yep.
Darcy is the rest of Steve. Yep.
Now, are you not talking just because I said we turned the camera on? And
no, I'm saving it all up.
Saving it all up. And the lovely Trudy here for... Podcast Deliciousness, sponsored by Miss D's Hair Care for Men.
Which, of course, is Delilah, I assume.
Well, you'd think, wouldn't you? That's why you have the line,
a song.
Delight the Ladies.
Yeah.
Okay. A little reminiscent of Delilah. And we fell back today, so.
Oh, yeah, right.
We did.
Guess what?
We fell back.
I was early for church.
Did you not set your clock?
Nope.
We had a couple people do it last week.
You didn't fall
week.
Back?
You didn't see me here this morning? You were here early.
He's always here.
He's
here about 6:30.
You were heading over to the other building.
Yeah. I just thought you were here for choir or something. Or something. Yeah,
whole family,
that's
or just him?
The whole family.
And you always have such trouble getting Andrew out the door. No problem this morning.
No problem at all.
Oh, lost that hour, that I precious know. One. Gonna wait a whole other year before it I ever know. Shows up again.
Well, we had people show up late last week.
Thinking it was? Okay. Thinking,
because they had already set their clocks.
They
messed us up.
They
been there early.
No,
I thought a couple of weeks ago.
They were there late because they came in and they said, "Did you guys start early today?" And we said, "No," and because you fall back, so you're later for things that you shouldn't. And if you don't fall back, then you're early.
Right, you're early. Right.
As you should know.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're early.
So we hope
I'm
you're
not going to ponder that.
I got a breakfast
because
I
just
assume they abolish it. We go with the other states. Who
but fallback, spring ahead.
Yeah, that's the whole thing with podcasting is it's a time shifting thing. We already know how this is going to turn out.
That's right.
By the time you watch it.
Well, it's better than the Jaws sound.
Da-dum.
I was thinking something with something, but anyway. So we fell back, and here we are. What else has been going on this week? Trick or treat.
Oh.
Or trunk or treat,
which was really awesome.
I don't know what you do in your congregation, if you think that Halloween is evil and shy away from it, or if you try to spiritualize it and give it a hallelujah night thing, or... Some other, people have fall festivals or this or that. We had trunk or treat. I know more and more churches are doing that, I heard.
Oh, cool.
And It's where if you don't know trunk or treat, you go out, get all the adults to bring the candy, sit out by your car and pass out candy from your trunk. They go through the parking lot, car to car. And it was a big deal.
Yeah, it's cool. A lot of cool decoration.
Our trunks all decorated. Everybody had their trunks.
Did you dress up?
Yeah, she was the...
What were you?
Normal.
Myself.
Yeah. That's why I could remember.
I didn't know. I was just like, okay, I got to put on something. And I was just like, couldn't do anything until Wednesday afternoon. I was like, oh, no.
So she dressed up as a little bit.
Yes, I did.
But I liked seeing the different variety. We had everything from sports themes to prairie themes to beach themes to dinosaur themes.
Well, by the end of the night, I was talking like a bird because it was fun so much to say, come see what's in me son's bucket. It was cool. Look onto the sides.
They just racked the loads of candy.
Oh, and the pink ladies were here.
Yes, Pinky Tuscadero.
Yeah, they were funny.
We had the whole Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, goodness.
Did you dress up?
Just a shirt.
I don't remember. I know she dressed up.
Yes, that was
very creative. Cute. That's that was really clever.
No, I just had a themed shirt on, you know, a trick-or-treat theme, you know.
Oh. Yeah, what did it say? I remember you had it on. I read it.
It said, trick-or-treat, smell my feet.
Oh, that's it. I'm thinking, I remember.
And glow in the dark.
And going,
So that was trunk-or-treat. We dressed up, and there were costumes, and...
And some of them were really over the top. The whole Incredible Family. Yeah. That was cool.
It was incredible.
Cakes and coffee.
But all those pictures are online. Did you know that? So.
Yep.
Hey, we're at episode 50.
Wow. That's like a
50. It's half a milestone. A century. It's half 100.
That too.
We should have had a golden anniversary.
Where are our gifts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cake. Can we have cake?
I don't know.
You don't even remember me anymore.
But for this special 50th episode, we came up with a new segment. We had a segment for we have our traditional segments for Mary Jane and the lovely Trudy, and I had a new segment for Trish. And lo and behold, Trish got sick.
We can save it for
and no. We have a brand new segment of the show. It's time for the news. And the dish with Trish, substituting for Trish today, is Darcy.
Matt Wilkinson admitted to KGW-TV of Portland, Oregon, that he had been in a coma for 3 days recently and nearly died after he decided to stick his pet Eastern Diamondback rattlesnake into his mouth while drinking with some buddies. Me, being me, I put his head in my mouth. A doctor told the station that Wilkinson barely made it to the hospital in time because his airway had nearly swollen shut from the venomous bites. Wilkinson said that the incident was kind of his own stupid fault. Now, back to more of the Church Drama Podcast.
Oh, that's just really...
Did you pick up on something here?
Did that really happen?
Yeah, what?
The word venomous bites. That's plural, correct?
Venomous.
Yeah. From the venomous bites.
Is each...
That sounds
tooth,
like something Jeff Foxworthy would be listening.
Or is one set of teeth a bite?
I would think one set of teeth.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm glad I got venomous.
I know.
Venomous.
I noticed you. Venomous.
I can't
she
say
was
it
having
now.
Trouble
venomous.
With that.
I say it now.
Oh, that is.
Yeah, I heard that one this week, too. I know
maybe
where you were listening.
I put his head in my mouth. Yeah.
Because I was asked the question,
logical.
Was this a real one or is this something made up? No, this is actually a real news story from KGW-TV in Portland, Oregon. And also picked up on one of the news wires, I believe. You said you heard it on Rush.
So Matt Wilkinson is having his more than 15 minutes of fame.
Mm. Yeah. Me being me.
He's being not famous. He's being infamous.
You know,
he'll never live that one down.
Well, and that's just...
What would they put on his gravestone?
That is so... Such a good illustration. That's what I'm looking for. The word was illustration
stupidity.
I was looking for. Is, you know, how does sin work? You know, me being me.
Mm-hmm. Just drinking with some buddies kind of snuck up on me. I don't know.
I don't know what happened.
It sounded like a good idea at the time.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, for
I'm not
some
well,
reason,
sure
the
what
incident
part of that.
Was kind of his own stupid fault.
Kind of.
Like, whose else's would have been responsible?
Right.
That was in quotes, kind of.
Yes. Yeah, totally.
Are you sure they got the state right? Because...
Yeah.
He'll be in trouble because isn't that big PETA country? They'll be after him for harming the snake.
Doesn't really say where Matt was. He just admitted it to this station in Portland. So I don't know where Matt was from, but
well, bless his heart, Matt's just
first. How could
dumb
it be
as
an Eastern Diamondback in Oregon?
It was his pet.
And I'm not sure which is worse, the fact that this happened or that he actually admitted it to a station.
I know.
I'm telling you.
I'll bet you they got a laugh at the hospital on that one.
Oh, man, they must have been dying.
Well.
Well, once they saved his life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is going to be tough, but now it's time for a dramatic moment with Mary Jane.
I can tell you the license plate numbers of all six cars outside. I can tell you that our waitress is left-handed, that the guy sitting up at the counter weighs 215 pounds and knows how to handle himself. I know the best place to look for a gun is the cab of the gray truck outside. And at this altitude, I can run flat out for half a mile before my hands start shaking. Now, why would I know that? How can I know that and not know who I am?
This has been another dramatic moment with Mary Jane.
I could ask that question over and over
that
again.
That is incredibly familiar to me.
Is it really? I doubt it.
Really?
Yes, I doubt it very much.
It just sounds familiar.
I'm going to take a
guess. It's a superhero.
Okay, go for it.
With amnesia.
Psych.
Well, no. That's what it kind of sounds like, a psych kind of thing.
But he can't
but
run
he never had
for flat out for
half
a mile before his hands start.
I know, I'm reading that, so that...
Yeah.
So
Spider-Man?
I've never seen this, I take it.
I don't think you've ever
Spider-Man?
Seen this. It is a movie.
It's a movie.
What,
is it a superhero person?
No, recent movie, recent-ish movie. There's been two sequels to this. And it all begs the question...
Nothing with Mr. Darcy, I guess.
How can I know that and not know who I am?
The Hulk?
So,
from the Bourne Identity.
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
Give me a couple minutes.
Yeah. Because he doesn't know who he is, and he knows all this other stuff.
Yes.
Right.
Me being me.
I don't know. Okay.
I think we found their title for the episode.
He sounded a little desperate and frustrated.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Bourne Identity. We have another bit of sketch material from PottedJam.org, Jane and Mark Lewis, and Potted Jam. This is Capernaum Street, Part 8, the third of many parts. And if you don't know what that means, you're going to have to go back and listen.
You came up with that all on your own.
Me and me. Sorry. And so we're going to...
go ahead and do it.
We're going to go ahead and do it as soon as I... We have to give a little time for...
Theme music.
Right now. Hi, love.
Oh, you're back then. I thought you'd be home early with what you actually being in Capernaum for once.
I saw him late, but things got a bit airy down at the synagogue.
Oh, Jesus was preaching then?
Yep. Oh dear, my head hurts.
Your head? Did it turn nasty?
No, it's just that sometimes Jesus does my head in. He says some right difficult things sometimes. Feels like my head's going to explode.
Oh, and I just washed the kitchen floor.
Huh?
Oh, never mind. Tell me what happened.
Well, Jesus was talking about him being the bread of life, the living bread, what's come down from heaven.
Yes, you mean like the manna that came down from heaven when Moses was leading the people to the promised land.
How did you know that? Well, that's exactly what Jesus said. You're not daft, are you, lass?
Oh, you noticed then.
Anyway, Jesus then said you have to eat this bread from heaven. You have to eat my flesh and drink my blood, he said.
Oh, well, that's disgusting. That nice man Jesus said that. Oh, oh, that's horrible, that is. He said that. Oh, disgusting. There ought to be a law against it. There is a law against it, I'm sure. Oh, wait till I tell Martha next door. She'll be disgusted.
All right, Liz.
Disgusted.
All right, calm down. That's exactly the reaction that he got from everyone at the synagogue.
Oh, well, quite right, too. You should listen to them. I'm not sure you should see that Jesus anymore, Peter.
Where else can I go? He's from God, you know, Liz. He's come down from heaven, and he's got the words of eternal life. Don't you see?
Oh, I'm not happy about this, Peter.
Look, Liz, he didn't mean literally. It's not like he said we're going to kill him or...
I should think not!
Will you listen for a minute? Jesus meant it symbolically. He meant that we need him to have eternal life just like we need your own bake for this life. He meant that he is the only way to God.
Well, maybe he should stick to healing people and feeding them with real bread like he did a few weeks ago.
That's what some of the others think. They were as keen as mustard yesterday, but now they're talking about giving up. In fact, some of them left today. I think things might get a lot harder from now on, Liz.
Well, he certainly doesn't make it easy for people. Well, look, you've got to do what you think's right, love. And right now, I think the best thing is to have a nice cuppa to take your mind off of things.
That would be grand.
More music.
More music, and we ended, and we're done. Mm-hmm. Another great little snippet.
Well, you know what I would like? Obviously, they've said before they've done this off of a real
PotOfJam.org.
But I would like to hear the real TV show, because we could be really butchering the personalities of these people. Imagine, like, if somebody was taking a takeoff of Family Matters and they didn't do Urkel right. Oh, you know, man. It would just ruin it, because your ears are expecting to hear it.
It's based on Coronation Street. That's over in the UK.
Where they coronate people?
And...
Which we've never seen nor heard. So,
but we might go online and look it up. I think you can find it online. So, so we'll do that. Thank you to Mark and Jane Lewis for that. But now it's time for Theater Words with the lovely Trudy.
I threw it away already. Today's... I'm reading it with an accent. Back up, rewind.
Theater Words with the lovely Trudy.
Today's word, spine.
Oh, I thought maybe they were going to guess.
Oh, do you want them to guess? You're snatching.
I couldn't see that if I tried.
Spine. Do you know what spine?
Spine.
Yeah. Class, do you know what spine means?
No.
The theater word,
in
spine?
In the theater.
Taking criticism?
The theater.
No.
Okay.
Having a spine, no?
Yeah, no. Has nothing to do with that. It,
no,
it's a
but
whole
that's
other direction.
Kind of...
Strength behind something, the main...
Okay, go ahead then.
Go, yeah, come on.
The dominant desire or motive of a character.
The spine.
Spine.
This is not theater words.
I say, that's a new one for me. Never heard that
spine.
One before.
You know, spine, it's what runs through everything.
Uh-huh.
It's
all
what,
the nerves
okay.
are connected
it's what
to it.
Animates the whole thing.
Without the spine, they're jellyfish.
That's right. You have no direction. You have no focus. You have no nothing. So you have to find the spine.
But they can still sting.
When you are trying to portray somebody, as you three will be doing here shortly, you are looking for the spine. That's what the prominent venomous bite of the character is. Yes. So, let's move on, shall we?
Thanks.
Great. Tick-tock. Mm-hmm. Tim Mullins wrote in.
Remember Tim? Did he? Yeah, I remember Tim. Cake, Tim.
So
nice.
We have added a page to our website because of Tim, because he wrote in. He was perusing the website. And unlike probably most of you, but we have a page on the website. You know, pretty much every website has an about page where you read about whoever created the website. So we have an about page. We also have an approximately page.
What does that mean?
You'll have to go look it up now.
That's a bait.
So,
he's baiting us.
And there was something on the approximately page that asked about, you know, if you have any other ideas for the website that we need to add on there. So he gave me an idea. So we added to the about and the approximately page, we added another page. So you can go look that up at churchdramapodcast.com.
You do realize you're talking a lot and not telling us much, don't you?
Yes. Per usual.
But you can find out what I'm talking about by going to churchdramapodcast.com.
Where's my laptop?
And looking that
find
up.
Out.
So anything else that was on your mind when you came in about drama and the world and...
About drama.
God and church. Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah. I wanted him to give me my internet back.
Mary Jane is internetless.
Yes.
Right now.
So she can't even go to churchdramapodcast.com.
It's frustrating. It's like.
Well, so did you read about the lady who, the Christian, supposedly church going woman that went into, what was that cable provider and whacked everything up with like a hammer or something because she was so aggravated that they didn't give her her service?
No.
She's like 70-something years old.
I haven't done it yet.
Dedicated to her church, they say. I think it was like a hammer. It was something she went in there and just, she didn't get the service. They didn't come and service her when they said. And
could have been in our news segment, couldn't it? I did read about the man who was arrested for nailing his dad in the head with a hammer because he felt like he needed to be in the hospital and they wouldn't take him.
Oh, my God.
Which one? The guy who did the nailing or the nailed?
He said, well, I just wanted him to take care of my dad. So he hit him in the head.
Wow.
We have from our friends.
Imagine the traveling down the brain places to arrive at that scenario.
Our friends at Lilliness have sent us a review copy of One Time Blind Script Collection. Is a book from Lilliness, published by Lilliness Publishing Company, Kansas City, Missouri, 64141. And they are kind enough to share that with us, let us take a look at it, review it. And so we have a sketch that Darcy and Mary Jane and Steve are going to do in just a minute. But I thought it was interesting as I was looking at the book, and we'll talk more about the whole book later. This is a collection by a group. This is a group of friends that have gotten together and formed this dramatic traveling company, and then they had sketches that they put into this collection. And their introduction to the book was kind of interesting, I thought, and I just wanted to read you some of this. Sometimes structure is great, other times it's too restrictive. Structure can guide your mind, but it can also stunt your creativity. When used properly, structure enhances your artistic performance. When carried to an extreme, it surrounds your performance with an air of unreality. Flexibility, on the other hand, brings a relaxed atmosphere to an otherwise formulated performance. If taken too far, flexibility is disjointed and confusing. When used well, it increases the effectiveness of your message and invites the audience to place themselves within a fluid artistic representation of reality. And they go on about this sketch that we're going to do and the others in this book and how they intend this to be an outline, their scripts for creativity, to take them, use them, and try to put yourself into them, and because they have put themselves into these scripts. All of their scripts use their names in, which is why their characters are Drew and
Ryan.
And so we've replaced our own names in this because we're doing it. They say the lines are meant as an example rather than strict instruction. There are key lines that are necessary to every sketch, but there are many lines that are fillers. Think about what you would do in real life if the sketch were really happening. What would you say? What kind of body language would you naturally use? Be conversational. React naturally and casually to the part. Now, I know that when I've written stuff, and I remember when I first started writing sketches, that was really my instruction to people that were doing sketches I wrote, was this is not to be taken word for word necessarily, because some of it's just filler. There are necessary things that you need to say, but in every
situation that a sketch is going to be used,
you're gonna feel different. You're gonna kind of tweak it and add things to it, and I think when you do that, it becomes even better sometimes. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times a sketch is coming out of the mind of one or two people, and when you add the creativity of other people to it, then it really, you can really get something really good.
Which addresses just the whole art of sketch writing and performing, which is a different genre than doing a play or other things, because you have that kind of flexibility, like he was talking about, flexibility and structure. know what I'm saying? Because you can adjust it a little. Where a play written, usually that playwright expects you to use the words he gave you.
Yeah.
Because most often you're really developing a character and a personality.
Yes.
Through the telling of that story.
Right. Where here you've only got a couple of minutes to, and maybe you're taking the sketch and using it a little different than what the original author intended.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which you can't do with the play.
Check monkey out on a stick.
A lot of times the playwright will specifically say that, and the copyright agreement, or the royalty agreement, will say you can't change anything. Mm-hmm. And I found that even in sketches where they'll say, you know, you can't alter this in any way, or you have to get our permission to do that because they're so wedded to every word.
Then they shouldn't call it a sketch, because isn't a sketch like, you know, your preliminary drawing?
And that's exactly it. Sketches are just that. They are
a rough outline of what it is like.
Right. And it's up to the actors
to fill in the details.
Yeah, to bring out their crayons. And so we're going to bring out our crayons.
Such a deep conversation.
It's true. When we, you know, we're doing our long play, and I routinely instruct people, stick to the script. Simply because sometimes you go places you don't want them to go. But
well, and there's an ambiguity there in that the play we're doing is a rewrite of another story.
Right. Right. But in a play, like you were saying, in a play, it's in a sketch most of the time you're dealing with, in this instance, three characters. There's nobody else in this. It's not going anyplace else. It is just there. Where in a play, you're dealing with multiple characters that may not be in a particular scene right then, but you have other parts of the story that you're going to build on. And so if you go, if you change lines and go places you're not supposed to go and change the whole flavor of your scene, that affects everybody.
Mm. Well, and not only that, when you're doing a play like we're doing, it has a very specific geographic location and a historical time period that you have to be authentic to. Mm-hmm. And if you ad lib some 20th century little thing that you think
even
is
mannerism,
funny, it's totally out of place when you're really building the authenticity of a particular time period.
They didn't have cell phones in 19th century.
Nor pierced sound. Ears on guys.
Or noses.
Pierced noses.
There weren't as many pierced things. Well, unless you were a pirate, but this isn't about pirates. We're not on the sea.
This one is called Lord Lord. It is on the theme of obedience. And again, we'll be done by Darcy, Steve, and MJ. You're up.
Darcy.
Hey, Lord.
So, did you talk to MJ?
Well, Lord, that's what I want to talk to you about.
Did you or did you not tell MJ you can no longer spend time with her?
No, and I'll tell you why. I don't see why I should stop hanging out with my friend.
Because I told you to.
I know you did, Lord, but I want to know why.
You don't need to know why, Darcy. You just need to do what I've asked.
Lord, it doesn't make any sense. MJ is my friend.
Darcy, do you believe I know what's best for you?
Yeah, but why do I have to stop hanging out with MJ?
Because I said so. Look, this is no different than any other thing I've asked you to do.
Yes, it is, Lord. There's a big difference.
I asked you to quit your job. You quit. Now I'm asking you to stop spending time with MJ. So stop.
I hated my job, but I like MJ. She's a good girl. I like hanging out with her. Okay, I have an idea, Lord. What if we give it a week and maybe you'll change your mind?
No. I want you to do what I ask now.
But, Lord, look, let's talk about this later. MJ will be here any minute, so now's not the time.
If MJ's coming over, now is the perfect time.
But, Lord, you don't understand.
Hey, ready?
Hey, I'm glad you're here. Just in time.
Movie starts in 15 minutes. We need a jet.
Sweet, let's go.
I need to talk to you, Darcy.
Oh. Are you coming?
Yeah. Just wait in the car. I'll be right there. Lord, that was really rude. What's up?
I asked you to do something, and I expect you to do it.
Lord, you're being unreasonable. I want to know why you want me to stop hanging out with her, and you won't tell me. Come on, Lord. I don't understand.
You don't need to understand. You need to obey.
Lord.
Why do you keep calling me Lord when you won't even do what I ask?
And then that's the end.
Mm.
Very nicely done. The Lord's voice cracked just a bit.
Did it?
Yeah. You got mixed up with all that stuff.
I'm in puberty.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I should have hit it with my marker.
So what do you think? Lord, Lord, by One Time Blind.
First time I read it, I wasn't sure I liked it.
Yeah. Why?
Partly because I was reading it through, and so, you know, you have preconceived ideas, you don't know who the characters are, you don't know much about them, and yeah. I felt like I didn't like God's character the way it was written. I just, you know, I thought, I just, you know, but then as the more just read it differently, then it started to be better. But
slow,
like I said,
to anger.
Yes, and so you had to keep him calm and let the people be the ones that
Are getting all excited.
But as you're reading a normal sketch, you know, that would be your but you need to keep God kind of right here, like he does.
So are you okay with God now?
Yeah, I'm okay. All right, God and I are good.
Okay.
Well, the first time I heard it was just right before we started. You guys read it through just one time. That was the only time I heard it. I liked it quite well, simply because I feel like this is so appropriate. I can't tell you how many times I feel like I bump into this with people where obedience is so circumstantial. You know, it's, well, you know, it'll be all right. You know, I know God really said that, but it's not really that big of a deal. It'll be okay. You know, they're always,
he didn't mean it for this.
Always justifying, wiggling their way around. Mm-hmm. But like you, I keep reading. I'm not so sure I would have done the Jesus character quite like that. And when I heard Steve read it the first time, I thought, oh, I don't, you're doing Jesus wrong. My ears don't want to hear it that way. But I'm looking at their comments, Jesus getting upset, you know, interrupting angrily. And I guess it's because, I mean, I know God has anger. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about that. But I think when I think about when you have the authority, you don't need your anger to get them to obey. And I'm going back to an old Dobson teaching where a policeman pulling you over, the policeman doesn't have to say, now you stop that speeding, and I mean it. You know, he doesn't have to get angry with you because he holds all the authority. He just tells you. He doesn't have to raise his voice. He doesn't have to get his emotion involved.
She's speaking from personal experience.
Oh, hush. I've had one ticket my whole life, and I cried. And it was just last year.
On the bridge.
It was just
35 miles an hour.
All right, Carlson.
And she was blowing the doors off the police car when she drove by.
That's a way to change the subject. So I think I would have probably, at least I would have perceived Jesus a little differently. But as far as the sketch, I liked the sketch very well.
What about you guys?
Well, first time reading it, I always put myself in that and the obedience part, like you were saying. And then there's times, why do I have to stop doing that? Why do I have to do this? And I argue a lot with God. And he usually wins.
Yeah, does he win? Yeah.
You know, so many people try to, let's see how I want to word it. Rather than fitting themselves in God's life, they want to fit God in their own lives.
Yeah. We do. I do.
And they justify every action. Just like this morning when we were killing time, I was watching the parking lot at McDonald's, and all these boaters were coming in, and I was thinking, you know, it's really sad to see how they don't give themselves, you know, time for God and honoring. But they'll get up and go drop their boat in the water.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, as far as the character of Jesus getting angry, and in the script does say, it does say that he's upset at one point. He's insistent. He's more upset, and the last one interrupting angrily, and I think that's I liked that because I don't think it's a thing of, I think God gets upset with us. He does, and it's, you know, it's not an upset of, if he gets upset, we're gonna go, oh, okay, God, never mind. trying to manipulate us, but he does try to help us.
Keeps
and I think his getting upset with us sometimes lets us know, maybe I've got an issue here.
I think the other day, because she keeps saying, I want to understand. Why can't I? I want to find out. Come on, tell me. And I think if we had rehearsed this a lot and done it in my own mind, I'd be like, I know you're going to tell me. I don't need to understand. I mean, because that would be my reaction. You're going to tell me I don't need to understand, but I want to understand.
But isn't that like a typical child-parent thing? Yes, it's more like, I will change your mind the longer we talk about this. Surely you're going to see it from my perspective that it's not that bad. It's not that big of a deal. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's what we try to do with God.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think Jesus in the temple used his nice policeman voice.
No.
No, I said that he definitely gets angry. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't say there was no such thing as the anger of God.
Yeah. But, so, overall, sketch?
I thought it's a usable sketch. One that you could find plenty of places to use it, or opportunities to, if you wanted to.
You give it a couple pie slices there.
Oh, yeah, the pies. Oh, yes.
Truck that one out of the archives.
Yeah, so good. One Time Blind, Lilliness Drama. Thank them for sharing that with us. We'll hear some more stuff from Lilliness later on. You can find them at lillinessdrama.com. What else we got? Not much. One thing that you can do, and I've put it in bold in my notes, is go to iTunes. Maybe we ought to do a contest or something. To get our friends that are listening to the podcast, and maybe you listen to it from iTunes, which is, I know some of you go right to the website and click on the link there and listen to it, but one of the things of a podcast is being able to subscribe to it, and that's a free thing, which you can do through iTunes or other.
Yeah, and I have no idea how I did that, how it shows up in iTunes on my computer.
Well, you search for it. If you go to iTunes.
I mean, I did it, but I don't know how I did it. I just know that, look, that.
Well,
there it is.
If you go to iTunes and you search for Church Drama or Church Drama Podcast, you'll see our little link there. Or you can go to the website and click on the iTunes link. It'll take you to iTunes. And when you get to our page, which lists all the episodes we have ever done, you can choose to subscribe to it. You can also choose to write a review. And when you do that, that helps the visibility on iTunes. If we could get like a bunch of people to go and just even say,
nice things.
Nice show. it didn't make me puke. Something... Nice.
I'd like a piece of prune cake.
And if you do that on iTunes, then that helps the visibility on iTunes and helps other people find it when they're looking for something good to listen to. That's the value there.
I put the prune cake recipe in my handwritten cookbook.
Did you?
List, yes. I have a blank page one. Thanks, Tim.
So... See, and we make, and it all helps us make new friends and new contacts and people like Tim and Jane and Mark.
Oh, who was the guy way at the beginning? Aaron.
Yeah, Aaron. Don't know if he's still listening, but hi.
Hey, Aaron,
we think about you. Yeah, we do. And so it's good to hear from you. And if you do us that favor, maybe we could choose from our favorite reviews on iTunes and send him a piece of prune cake or something.
It's good stuff.
Got anything else?
Nope.
Well, all right, Baba Louis.
We have gone quite long today.
Wow.
Thank you, Darcy, for filling
talking
in for Trish.
And
taking over the show.
Probably want Trish back. Please send Trish back.
And Trish, hope you get feeling good. Better.
Yeah, sick yes. Trish.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
What if it's morning?
All sketches and dramatic works used in the Church Drama Podcast are copyrighted and may not be copied or used in any form without written permission from the copyright holders. For more information, see our website at churchdramapodcast.com.
Truman? No. Goodnight, Chet.
No.
Goodnight, David Brinkley.
That's That's what she
What about
That's Truman Show. Right.
Down, boo-boo.
Sit, boo-boo.
Sit, boo-boo. Okay, sorry.
Sit.